are the saints. They are not people who live perfect lives. Quite to the contrary, most of the saints that we read about and learn about have lived difficult lives, and only through a great moment of grace have come to the place where they are elevated to sainthood. What does it take to be a saint? Simply this: to accept God's gift of love for you. That doesn't seem so bad, does it? To truly accept that God loves you. And yet, the majority of people do not take that advantage. They remain people caught in sin. See, when you understand God loves you, when you find yourself in a difficult moment and you allow God's love to be with you, it changes us. One author has written that hell is the difficulty we cause ourselves and the people around us before we come to accept God's love. For God loves us so completely that we know He forgives us. He loves us so much that it isn't even a question whether we are forgiven. So the challenge is for us to ask ourselves, do you believe you are loved by God? Not just as a thought, but as a felt sense of living. Do we experience God loving you? Knowing that you don't have to wonder, am I going to go to heaven or hell? You don't have to wonder, is God going to punish me? God simply loves you. And so difficult is this to understand that when we finally do allow ourselves to receive the grace of that gift, it just changes us. We no longer need sin in our lives. We no longer need to be judgmental and condemnatory of other people. We learn to live our own lives and experience whatever is going on, knowing in every moment God is with us, loving us. You'd think that message would be a wonderful gift that everyone would be happy about. But just try it on sometime in a conversation and watch people say, oh no, God's going to punish us. Oh no, God's keeping track of what we do wrong. Oh no, just the opposite of what love is, we just so hold on to that we cannot allow ourselves to let go of those notions we learned as children and truly accept His gift. This feast that we celebrate today of All Saints is a message that sainthood is an opportunity we all have. We simply need, in prayer, to allow ourselves to believe that God loves us and everything will be okay, that we will be with Him for all eternity, that He loves us so much He wants us to be with Him. My brothers and sisters, this feast that we celebrate is our feast, given to us when we accept our own sainthood, when we accept that there is a God who would and could and does love us completely. May we experience that this day as we celebrate together and have communion with God and one another. May we choose to begin to believe in the lovability that is ours by God's creation and allow God to call us into His presence and into His life.